Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.
People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Call or text freebeerandhotwigs.com. You can send it in that way, or you can send it in idiots@freebeerandhotwigs.com. We'll do our best. Kelly's not here, so we'll give extra bad advice to fill in. Mm-hmm. Let's start with this one.
Okay.
I started a new job yesterday. When I started, I found out my ex works there. We broke up when her sister forced me to have sex with her.
That's not how it works unless she, like, got you drunk and raped you, and then that's a whole other problem.
I know this job won't work because of this.
Yeah, I mean, that
should I just quit or hope for the best?
I mean, how big is the business? You know, like, are these people you're going to see every day? Is it like you're working at like a giant Amazon warehouse?
Or do you work with your ex on two men in a truck?
Right, exactly. I mean, that does make a big difference. If it's a gigantic company where every day there's 3,000 workers and you're not likely to see anyone, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But
I just would like to know more about this sister of your ex making you have sex with her, I think.
Yeah.
Like, were you asleep?
Yeah, it seems like an interesting way to put it.
Or did you just get talked into something, and then at some point your penis said, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, he still didn't force you, unless she forced you.
I mean, if she did, then yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's criminality there.
It sure is. Mayla, what do you do? Quit the job or keep going?
Depends on the job, I guess. Like, if it's a dream job...
I'm going to make it work.
Yeah, you've been working for forever, then yeah, you make it work. But if it's just a simple stepping stone job, leave.
But not till you get another one.
Right.
Finding a job without one.
Yeah. Let's see how it plays out. I mean, it would be very awkward. It'd be awful. Honestly, I might just leave. But I also wouldn't find myself in that particular position. But even if it was just like an ex who hurt me or something and... You know, where you go, I'm brokenhearted, and now, oh, God, she works over there. Okay. Like, that would be tough to deal with.
Yeah, it would.
I wouldn't like it.
This one just came in. I'm in a new relationship, and she's amazing in every way. But I've shut down to the point that she's ready to give up. How can I get myself to open back up to this amazing person that has done everything I've needed and more?
Well, why did you shut down?
Were
you already kind of shut down before you met her and then you're just having a hard time bringing your walls down? Or did you put walls up after she was amazing to you? Because I don't understand, like, that's an unusual thing unless something happened.
Unless you're one of those people that gets afraid if something's too good because you want it to be busted before.
Yeah.
Like, are you sabotaging it because you're afraid it's going to be too good?
Yeah.
You don't want to get hurt later?
That definitely happens.
Or it's that you don't think you deserve something that good because you do. I mean, I don't know you, but unless you're a really awful person, you probably do deserve something really great to happen.
Do you think this person that you're dating is a moron and is getting it wrong? Because otherwise, trust them.
Yeah, I would say if you recognize that you really like this person and they're amazing in every way and treat you just like you want to be treated, then you should go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got an issue that you've got a stumbling block, and you're not going to solve that on your own if you haven't done it already. Like, if everything about her is amazing and you want to be with her, but you're like, I'm closed off. Well, then there's a reason for that, and it's not her.
I would start by telling her that you know you're doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I heard that, I would go, oh, okay, you're aware of this, then we can work on it. But if I was just getting stonewalled and the person kept shutting down and wouldn't talk, I'd be like, all right, I would give up.
Yeah, that's
just
how
like
people
what
give up
about.
And walk away.
Yeah.
So don't let that happen. Yeah, I'm with Freebeer. Acknowledge the fact that you know you're doing it, and then have a plan. Don't just go, hey, I know I'm doing this, sorry.
Yeah.
Go, hey, I know I'm doing this, and I'm reaching out to find out why I'm doing this so that I can improve it and be cooler and be a partner you can have forever and not a scared person.
Hmm.
You should try BetterHelp. It's completely online.
This text. How do you not know where your ex works? Who gets a job and then finds out their ex works there? Well, not everyone's a stalker.
Yeah, I mean,
not even a stalker, but a Facebook tracker or whatever.
Well, especially if it's been a couple of years. Like, it might not be something that happened 3 months ago. Yeah, he would probably know where everyone works at that point. But yeah, if it's been a couple of years. I've dated people where I couldn't tell you exactly what their workplace was at this point.
Right?
I know what field they might be in, but...
This text from Nashville. My wife wants me to take a Blue Chew every night, but I don't have the energy for that, and she gets mad. What should I do? Blue Chew, like a
it's a chewy
boner pill?
Yeah, it's a Viagra type of.
First of all, I don't think you're supposed to take those every night. I think there's supposed to be some like two or three times a week or something like that.
I think the Blue Chews might be like lower dose or something.
Oh, is that right?
Where it's just enough to like kind of. I haven't had them yet, but I've seen ads for them and thought, I wonder how those would do. Haven't needed them, but not everybody who uses them needs them.
That's a fact. Sometimes it's just fun, I bet.
I imagine it might be. So,
sometimes you're like, man, I want to do this, but I'd also like to pound a nail in while I'm in there.
Yeah.
So you grab something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Firm up the hammer a little bit.
See, there you go. You know. Exactly. So, but yeah,
every night would, no.
Yeah,
no, that's being selfish on her part.
Whether you're popping one or not, if you're that tired and it's just like, even just regular sex, like if you're tired, that can be, you guys got to come up with some kind of a compromise. I mean,
get her a new toy.
Yes.
Say, look, I can't keep up with you, but this thing, as long as you keep fresh batteries in it.
Right.
Yeah. It
or get rechargeable.
Yeah, it doesn't need to chew anything.
Put the charger.
Exactly.
If you hold it right, if you hold it right, it'll feel like it is.
Yeah. It might not chew, but it'll chow.
Let's see. Wait, is this the person? This might be the person who's shutting down.
Okay.
Nope. Never mind.
Doesn't matter what else they say at this point, because we're right.
1-800-947-3979. Okay, listen to this one. This is one of those ones where they send it into like the HR people, but I like to search these out because they're so ridiculous. A few months ago, we received an email from the big boss, the head of our business unit, that we were entering a cost-cutting exercise due to the business needs, and they need everyone to make efforts to ensure our costs and expenses are as close to zero as possible. Oh, wow! The business wants to make more money!
Oh, we want zero costs. Yeah, okay.
Mm. Uh-huh. I'm in an internal role that doesn't deal with contracts, purchases, software, etc., so there's only a limited amount I can contribute to the cost cutting. I've done what I can. I walked 5 miles with heavy equipment rather than take public transport, which the others did.
Wait, what? You walked 5 miles with heavy, like you carried a bulldozer?
I don't understand. And are other people are taking the bulldozer in a cab or an Uber?
I don't know what that means.
You stupid idiot. I forgot to claim overtime payments that I could have or should have. I'm not in the U.S., so those laws don't apply. I didn't claim mileage for driving 2 hours out of my way multiple times. It's galling every month the department admin sends out emails asking for overtime forms and travel expenses, and I know I have a lot I could claim, but I don't.
Why?
Why not?
We have to work late a couple of times a month due to client deadlines, and I've gone on a hunger strike refusing to eat or order, working through while others eat the company-paid pizzas. I believe this company deserves our efforts to cut costs.
No, it doesn't.
Are you a part owner?
I've now asked to reduce my retirement contributions, which are matched by the company.
What are you talking about?
That will save them
about?
Thousands. What else can I do at this point other than asking other people in my department not to turn in their receipts for expenses?
Who, I mean, so obviously this was written by the CEO undercover yeah. as like the most benevolent employee of all time. Gotta save the big company. You know, I mean, unless this is a mom and pop place and the pop is yours, I don't understand any of this. None of this makes any sense at all.
If you genuinely think like this, I need you to stop, look in the mirror, and tell yourself that if you drop dead tomorrow, they would replace you in about 0.5 seconds.
Yes.
With somebody making a lot less yeah. money yes. than you're making.
And also, if you send out an email saying, hey, at my household, we're really trying to keep our costs low and our income high. So if anybody wants to give me extra money, they're not going to start throwing reimbursements. And it's just not a two-way street.
I'll tell you, I've got a great option for this person. It's the best option in the world since they already don't care about getting paid or getting rewarded for their efforts. We've got a job here for you. You'll get nothing for it, and you can work your ass off. We'll find stuff for you to do.
Yes.
For nothing. Yeah. You want to cut benefits? Great. We've already done it.
Yeah. They've been doing that for us.
Yeah. You want the highest copay in America? Come on, man. Come work here. You got a boo-boo? That's $100.
I wouldn't do those things for the company we own.
No.
What? Much less somebody else's.
Yeah. That makes no sense to me. I don't get it.
This text from Northeast Pennsylvania. Maitland, this one's for you. I've been with the same woman for 7 years. We have 3 kids. How do I surprise her with a proposal?
There's a million ways.
Yeah, it's not different just because you've been together for a long time, right?
You know like her well enough, right?
You've already made 3 kids. Clearly, it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
And you don't have any ideas?
Hey, this is on you, Maitland. He asked you.
Involve the kids somehow, obviously.
It's a good idea.
You know, will you marry my mom? Like, I don't.
You have the kids
my
to
dad,
ask?
Or, you, I don't know. I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine them,
yes,
though, right?
But like,
will you make an honest man out of dad?
I don't know. At my friend's wedding last weekend, a couple weekends ago, they got pregnant shortly after getting engaged. So they had their baby by the time the wedding rolled around.
Okay.
And they did a really cute thing when they brought the baby down the aisle where it said, like, Mommy, it's time for Daddy to give you our last name or something. Because depending on if your kids have your...
Okay, yeah.
The husband's or the boyfriend's last name, then that could be something cute. Do something about that or...
Yeah. What if you have the kids, like, propose for you, like you said?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, I know you've already gone halves on 3 bastards with our dad, but how would you like to be part of an official blood family?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
There you go.
Hard pass. In fact, I'm going out for cigarettes. See you never.
I've already told him no 100 times.
That is, yeah. Figure, I don't know. Know your yeah. woman better, dude.
Yeah. You've been together 7 years and you don't have an idea? Like, oh, she would probably like this.
Yeah. I mean, don't do something super lame and boring. Like, don't just
hand it
to her and be like, here, you want this?
Yeah, but after 7 years, I mean, you watch one episode of Garfield, you know he likes lasagna. Like, I mean, come on, you got to be able to figure this crap out.
That's what
man.
I mean, yeah.
Have you not listened to her one time in
Jesus.
7 years?
Jumbotron.
Yeah, when in doubt, definitely at a sporting event mm-hmm. of some sort.
Yep.
Yeah, something that you and your friends really like.
I do think involving the kids is a good idea.
Yeah, or go on a fun family vacation and book family photos, and during the family photos, take a page out of Freebeer's book. Do it during family photos
that
and
surprise
her. That
worked pretty well because the family photo was such a great distraction, and then
yeah,
there's also someone taking photos of the moment, which mm-hmm. is pretty great.
But haven't those kids ruined his life enough?
Yes.
I think when you propose, the key is the right words you say. So, for example, you drop down to a knee, the kids are looking on and say, I'd have never done this if we had used condoms.
Yeah.
And you point with your thumb to the kids, and then you reach back and you open up the box and go, it's not as big as you want, but for the last 7 years, you've been getting used to that. So what's the difference on your finger?
Damn.
Let's get married.
Oh, hey, you've got 3 kids. This is easy. pour a bunch of Cheerios on the floorboards of the back seat and then go, hey, lady, why don't you clean up those kids' Cheerios and then have a ring sitting right in the middle of the O's?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Yeah. And then.
That's the one little girl dream.
Yeah. Then she'll be able to become your wife, but also remember her place.
Yeah, it's like two for one.
Yeah. What do you think, Malin? Is that better than your idea?
I think so. Yeah, that's what I would want for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of tender.
It is.
Yes. You know, it's showing that you really know what she likes.
Yeah.
Getting on her hands and knees and cleaning up garbage from other people.
Yeah, and shove it in the nozzle of one of her breast pumps.
Put it in one of the kids' diapers.
Oh, yeah.
Have her sift through it.
Yeah.
Somebody said,
The 7-year-old. Somebody
said, have the youngest swallow the ring, and then she'll find it in the diaper.
Well, we got a lot of good ideas.
We really do. We really do.
Oh, wait. Okay. I got an update on how the sister forced him to have sex.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you it at the beginning of the next segment.
Okay, I'm sure
not
it's
a moment
diabolical.
Before. Yeah, he had to do it.